Hey, you got Dangerous Dave here. Thank you for tuning in to this special podcast of Kennedy Malloy. It's our week in review. It's a look back at what has been I think it's been one of the biggest weeks we've ever had on the show. Take a listen.
We started the week a bit rusty after the weekend.
Hey, do you know what? You're just mentioning, what was I going to say before? Oh, no, don't worry, it's gone.
Off the back of President Trump's COVID-positive lap of honour around his hospital with the Secret Service in his car.
I've never asked anyone to do anything for me.
One moment. Calling Whitney.
Yeah, there's many tasks involved in being a radio producer. One that is not part of that, I would think, is cutting Mick's rotting and snag nail from his thumb and left me to pick up the clippings from the carpet to put in the bin.
That is above and beyond.
I will sue you. Oh, well, you can talk, Jane.
Why? Why can I talk?
Well, we're out of change. Just joined us in the studio.
Do you remember, Jane, when you arrived at work on empty? And so I don't drive. So I had to get in a cab with a jerry can. I had to go buy a jerry can. Fill it up with petrol, get back into the taxi, and then work out how to fill up.
Well, I had to get home to my family who needed me to nurture them.
And caller Harry was quick to the phone with another example of going above and beyond.
Yeah, I think the toilet is
in
the
table. Yeah.
Security walked in to see Jane on the toot with her mobile in hand.
In my bra.
Yeah, well, just your top off.
Had my top off.
Hey, can I say something? He hasn't been around all
the time. No, it doesn't work here anymore.
And I would say, as
he's
a security
got PTSD.
Guard, I would rather be hermetically sealed in Trump's car.
Glenn Robbins joined us.
Are we on air? Are we talking off
We're
air?
On air.
You're on air.
Oh, what is it?
And shared this Mick party experiment tale from the past.
Here's how I remember it. You went to a party and you wore some of those nappies that older people wear, which meant that when you were standing there talking to someone and you felt like believing yourself, you could do it mid-conversation.
I gave it a go. I believe I was mid-conversation with you, Joe.
You were not.
Tuesday, there was a massive announcement.
On the show, we're playing the brand new AC/DC single, Shot in the Dark, and talking to Angus Young and Brian Johnson.
Whoa! I might wear my schoolboy outfit.
Do it.
Schoolgirl for you.
Genesano
girl.
Uniform.
Alan's on the line.
Mick, if you're going to wear the Angus Young schoolboy, Janie, you've got to wear the Chrissy Amphler girl.
Yes.
And I'll touch myself.
Okay.
I'll sing the song.
It didn't take much coaxing. I mean, I'm pretty excited to be talking to them too, Jane.
We caught up with Jimmy and Jane Barnes on the release of Jimmy's third book, Killing Time.
You know what they said once? That Mark Chopper Reed's books were the most shoplifted in Australian publishing history. I reckon yours could go close.
We hope so. Get out and steal a copy now.
Can I say this? Are you releasing a talking version and a screaming version?
That's a great idea.
Music news brought us the story of Dolly Parton's 75th birthday and possible appearance in Playboy.
I, for one, will be sleeping out overnight like it's a Harry
As
Potter book launch.
I will get one
Weren't
myself.
You and Jane going to do like a duet, like for a karaoke, like Kenny Dolly style? Like,
Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream.
You know, like, I like to freeform a bit.
Well, yeah. I don't.
Throw in a bit of scat.
Wednesday was one of our biggest shows to date, and it started with a new release from a big Aussie hitter.
Australian cricket captain Steve Smith on the guitar.
I've never seen that.
Yes.
Slow dance on the
Paris. He's been charged with ball tampering. Now he should be charged with cord tampering.
Before people break down the door of this network.
In a huge moment for the show, Mick and Jane spoke with AC/DC's Angus Young and Brian Johnson off the back of their long-awaited new single, Shot in the Dark.
I got four bars into that and I cracked a stick. I just went, thank God, the lads are back.
Take a shot and you go, all eyes.
Okay,
I get
let's
it, a
go,
shot
let's
in
go
the dark.
For the literal.
You go, shot in the dark beats a walk in the park.
Brian revealed the greatest struggle over the past year was keeping the new recordings a secret.
I got phone calls from my mate, Brian, did you see what was on? Yeah.
Really?
And somebody said that you said, I'm going to, I don't even know this.
Not on Twitter, Brian.
I don't even know what a fucking Twitter is, but you know.
But sadly, also Wednesday, we lost a true pioneer of rock music.
Flags at half mast here on Kennedy Malloy today.
The passing of guitar legend Eddie Van Halen.
One of the greatest guitarists. He's up there with your Hendrix and your Pages.
Yep. Cam's on the line.
One of the absolute gods. I mean, Eddie was doing stuff on a guitar that nobody had ever done before. Two hands on the neck of the guitar. Yeah. Who the hell would have thought of that?
Panda breeding season concluded at Adelaide Zoo, and Elaine Benstead from Zoo South Australia joined us.
Give us the good news.
There was some interaction.
Yes.
But there wasn't a successful
Oh, for God's sake, Wang.
Longlong put on a bit of a show with a water trough, so he was in the mood.
So okay. I put it to you, Fournier is frigid.
Former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop joined us to talk about a recent poll that found 1 in 4 Western Australians are in favour of Waxit.
So you'd have to have a referendum. That would never get up.
But Julie, you could be president.
Can we keep rottenness?
No.
You could be the first president and like a kind of West Australian Kim Jong-un.
I'm speechless.
This chat during yesterday's Song Whisperer.
Harry Houdini, didn't he die in a tank?
Yes, the actor.
I wish I was
Tony
there that
Curtis.
Night. Pull back the cloth. Oopsie.
Was going on a bit for our producer, Whitney.
I'm keeping you up, Whitney. Whitney, you see that?
I did.
We're all on Zoom. Whitney is just lit. The biggest yawn I've ever
seen. I'm so sorry.
Not up for my Harry Houdini chat or like a grey nurse about to attack.
But without doubt, the week's biggest moment was Angus and Brian joining us with new AC/DC and surprising them with Jane's uked up version of their classic
TNT. Well, watch me explode.
Jane, I'm out of a job.
It's another massive week on Kennedy Molloy next week with former Australian captain Steve Waugh, Jim Jeffries from LA, Andy Lee, Bathurst champion Dave Reynolds, and more. We'll talk to you next week for a big week of Kennedy Molloy.